So, Anthony, it's been a while since we had you on the programme. It's good to have you back talking football once again, and especially Premier Division football in the League of Ireland.
Yeah, it's been a good start to the season, Oisin, and you know, I suppose with the money that's come into the league this year, especially from Derry, and you see the caliber of player that's come in, like Owen Doyle coming back to St Pat's from England. You know, it makes for a very exciting League of Ireland.
Just before we go more into the League of Ireland, we'll look at your own situation, obviously, with Dungannon. Priority was to stay in the Premiership in the Irish League, and you assured safety last weekend. So I suppose that was the main target hit for you guys at Dungannon, yourself and Dean Shields, of course, in charge there.
Well, I suppose like I'm there almost a year now, and I came in the last four or five games of last season, and Dean had obviously come in January, but it was a big rebuilding job for ourselves, because last summer there was 15 players that had to leave the club, and Dean wanted replaced, and we replaced the 15 that went out with seven, which we felt were better quality. And you know, our results have improved. You know, I think the total points total last year was 16, and this year we're up to 32 already with a couple of games left. So we've doubled our points tally, and you know, guaranteed survival, which was the aim for us at the start of the season, because there was such a big rebuild. And you know, hopefully get in the summertime now we'll be able to improve again. But there's a big emphasis at Dungannon of bringing your own players through, and you can, if you look through the team, there's an awful lot of locally developed players. But you know, in January we obviously lost Keith Cowan, which was a big blow to us. He went to Drogheda, but we replaced that experience that we had with Gary Breen from Cliftonville, which was a big help as well. So all in all, like, we've been quite happy with how things have gone. You know, league tables don't lie, and you know, at the minute we're sitting in ninth place in a 12-team league, and I suppose realistically, with the squad we have and with the budget we have, it's probably a bit of a fair reflection of where we're at.
So then now we'll focus, Anthony, on the League of Ireland Premier Division, and in particular Finn Harps. Harps sitting second bottom at the table, one win from 11, and they're on the road now in Dublin, and there's more tough games on the horizon for Harps. How would you sum up their opening period of the league so far?
Well, I think, you know, when there's so many new players coming in the team at the start of a season, and you know, it's happened quite a lot with Finn Harps over the last few years, where they bring players in, the players do well, and then they move on after a season. So it's very difficult for Ollie and the staff to have a consistent squad, and every year there is a big rebuild that has to take place. The start of the season, they'll obviously be disappointed with, you know, a return of only 7 points from 11 games, and you know, with that one victory coming away to Shelburne, where it probably wasn't expected. But again, you know, speaking previously, Osh, you know, league tables don't lie, and you know, it is a very difficult league in terms of quality of players and budget the teams have, and Finn Harps are right at the bottom of that when it comes to budget, and geographically as well, it's always very difficult to attract players up to Donegal. But to be fair to Ollie and Gavin Dykes, you know, this season, and Ollie and Paul Higgerty in previous seasons, they've done very well to attract a high calibre of player to Finn Harps. And, you know, success for Finn Harps is different to success for Shamrock Rovers or Dundalk, where their success is going to be mirrored in silverware. You know, and like, personally speaking, success for Finn Harps is surviving the Premier League on a shoestring budget. And I think they've done really well over the last number of years with the resources they have and how well they've done.
Could this be possibly the toughest year for Ollie Horgan in a while?
I think you're right, Oisin. It will be tough. You know, at the minute, it looks very much like they're going to be battling out with UCD for the bottom position in the playoff place. You know, just above that, you've got Shells and Drogheda. You know, the thing about Drogheda, you know, they've good experience and good League of Ireland experience. Shelburne, obviously, you know, they've just got promoted, and but they'll be reasonably happy with the start they've had. You know, they've had three victories so far. And old Damien Duff, you know, has talked about the way that he wants him to play, and you know, he's sticking by his guns and that. And you know, sometimes you have to make sacrifices to get results. And but again, Shelburne will have a better budget than some of the others, and you know, I think, you know, looking at Hearts' position at the minute, I think that they would probably take a playoff place at this stage. But, you know, you never rule against Van Harps or bet against them, and because they'll always get results, and especially the longer the season goes on and the more time that Ollie and Gavin Dyke get to work with the team. You know, and you should see them start to pick up better results.
Yeah. How are they going to go about, do you think, trying to get a win in Dublin and an inch of corn Friday night against Pats, aren't they?
Well, you know, Pats' form's been a wee bit iffy of late. You know, in the last six games, they've won two, drew two and lost two, and with the two victories coming against UCD. And the last victory on Monday night against UCD, like, it was fortunate by all accounts. You know, they were, UCD took the lead, Pats missed the penalty and were fortunate to score from the rebound. And then it was an injury time corner and forced an OG. You know, so Pats haven't been on a great run of form themselves. You know, and there's pressure. There'll be pressure on them to go and try and close the gap on Shamrock Rovers and Derry City. And they'll not be wanting. Like, if you look behind, Pats are on 17 points. Like, Bowes, Dundalk are on 15, with Sligo on 16. So, you know, and it's very tight there. So they'll be wanting to consolidate that third position. But, you know, they'll have all they want on Friday night against the Finn Harps team, who are on the back of, you know, the last trip to Dublin, an unbelievable 2-2 draw against Bowes, with nine men, having had the two lads sent off. You know, so it shows that Harps can go, you know, it shows they have a bit of character about them, and, you know, going up there. I'm sure they'll not be daunted by the task, and that they'll be taking the positives from the game on Friday night against Bowes.
Already, Ollie Horgan's squad's been tested, Anthony. His players, a couple of players to come back, but there's more missing now for him, and particularly some key players in the heart of his defence, the likes of David Webster, who's waiting on results of a knee scan, and they're hoping that he's not going to be out for too long. But already the squad's been tested under Ollie Horgan.
Yeah, well, the thing about Ollie and the squad at the moment, like, they have to be very careful. You know, injuries are one thing, but, you know, they've got a very poor discipline record as well in the league. I think it's 31 yellow cards and three red cards they've got so far. So, you know, when you're mounting that, you know, the amount of yellow cards that they were getting, like, you look at Ethan Boyle and Ryan Connolly, two of their key players, both sitting on six yellow cards after 11 games. You know, the suspensions are going to come, Oisin, and, you know, throw in a couple of injuries on top of that, you know, and what is already a light enough squad for Premier Division purposes. You know, they're going to have to be very careful. They're going to have to be cuter, not to be picking up so many silly yellows. And then the injuries you can't do nothing about, because it's just, you know, it's part and parcel of the game. But certainly their discipline record should certainly improve to take a bit of pressure off them.
Yeah, but 3 points would certainly be very much welcome for Harps on Friday night. There would be a badly needed 3 points. Are they?
It would indeed. Yeah, but you know, don't get me wrong. Going to Pats at any time is difficult, but you know, when you're Finn Harps, and, you know, Ollie's very good at you know, sort of, you know, rallying the troops and getting them, you know, looking at he'll certainly be focusing on the last trip that they had to Dublin, where, you know, they had McWood sent off quite early on, and then Ryan Rennie sent off late on the game. And, you know, that the spirit that they showed in that game, like, if Ollie can, you know, replicate a wee bit of that there and get the players to produce that sort of fighting, battling performance against Pats. And as I said, you know, previously, Pats aren't on a good run of form. Like, you know, they've been quite fortunate and some of the results that they've had. So, in a game like that, it can come down to attitude. You know, Pats might be thinking all they have to do is turn up, whereas Harps will have 11 players trying to break the door down to get out onto the pitch. And, you know, if you start the game really well, it gives you a massive advantage. And, like, I would say, it's not the foregone conclusion that people are thinking it's going to be, actually, you know, just because Pats are third in the league. I think it's going to be a very difficult game for them, but 3 points would be most welcome for Finn Harps in this stage.
It certainly would. Let's go to the Brandywell, Derry City, and just over a week ago. They were sitting 6 points clear at the top of the table. It's now down to one. Recent results haven't gone the way off Rory Higgins' side. They're playing UCD on Friday night, so it's top against bottom. And maybe it's a fixture just coming at the right time for Derry, is it, Anthony?
It's a good game for Derry, Oisin. You know, after suffering the defeat against Shelburne last Friday night. And again, it was a game that Derry City were expected to win comfortably, given the league positions. But it goes to show, like, if your attitude isn't right, and if you think it's going to be an easy game, you can sometimes end up with egg in your face, and that's what happened to Derry on Friday night. But and then on the Monday night game against Drogheda, like, that was another battling performance, and it showed the quality that Drogheda do have in terms of their organisation and their experience. And by all accounts, Drogheda were well valued for their points. So you're right, like, this time last week, Derry said they had a 6-point advantage at the top of the league, which is down now to just a point. And, it's going to be difficult because you look at the league table, Ash, and you look at it at the minute, and it's just playing out like it's going to be between Derry and Shamrock Rovers. And the advantage that Shamrock Rovers have is that they do have the experience of being there for the last couple of years, and, like, Rory's in his first full season in charge of Derry. And he's had the added pressures in Rory this year because of the money that he's had to spend and the quality that he's allowed to add to the squad. So it'll be interesting to see how it develops. You know, I think it's a good game for Derry this week in the fact that, you know, they're playing UCD, but also Bohemians are at home to Shamrock Rovers. So that's a big game for Shamrock Rovers as well. And it's a game that certainly Bowes will be looking to take something from and do Derry City a favour.
Yeah. Well, we haven't got your take on this, Anthony, because it's the first time you're joining us this season. Do you think Derry City can win the title?
I think they can. You know, I think they do have quality. You know, you look at they also have a bit of experience, and the likes of Michael Duffy and the two McAleenies coming in are big helps to them. And Jimmy McGonigal, you know, maybe a lot of the listeners might know much about Jimmy McGonigal, but, you know, I've watched him from he was 17, 18, playing in the Irish League with Coleraine and moved to Crusaders. And Jimmy scored goals, but he's actually improved. I just think he's improved an awful lot even since he's gone to Derry. Like, you know, they're obviously training full-time, and there doesn't seem to be as much. He seems to be playing with a wee bit more freedom at Derry City than what he was at Crusaders, and he seems to be back to the player he was at Coleraine, or the player that we thought he was going to be when he was at Coleraine. But Derry certainly have the quality, and the good thing about Derry City as well is that they do have the resources now to get to June and July and the window opens, and they need a player or two to challenge the league. Well, the resources are going to be there for them to enable them to do that. So it's important that, from Derry City's point of view, that they stay up there at the top along with Shamrock Rovers as long as possible. And then once you get to June, July, they'll be looking and seeing how they can improve the squad further.
Yeah. Just one other North West club involved, of course, at the weekend, Sligo Rovers. They're taking on Drogheda United. Sligo at home. They had a great start to the season, but then they lost their way a bit after a handful of games, and they're at home on Saturday night. They'll be looking to build on that victory against Harps the last night.
Yeah, Sligo, they did that last year too, if you remember. They went on a brilliant start to the season, and then once we got to about mid-season, they hardly won a game, but their start was that good that they remained in third place for the majority of the season. So Sligo, again, like, they're, it's one of them. I don't think there's too much pressure in Sligo from outside of Sligo. You know, the pressure that they have, they put on themselves. But I think they've lost probably, I think it's three of their last five games, which they'll be disappointed about, with the only victory coming against Glen Harps. But they need to get back on track as soon as possible. And the other thing is about Sligo, there's the local interest of Shane Blinney playing as well. So it's good to see Shane playing so well, and I think he was vital to them on Monday night and ensuring that they got the 3 points against Glen Harps.
Okay, Anthony, it's been a while. Good to get you back on air, and good to get your thoughts again, and enjoy the football over the weekend. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks very much, Oisin. Thank you. Pleasure.